districts are governed by a very thick educational code. School financing, how school districts are financed in the state of California, is very complex. I joke that I've met three people who understand it. Probably not exactly true, but almost, because school district financing is difficult and has been cobbled together really since Prop 13 and trying to buoy up a system that the taxation system, the revenue system, dealt a pretty devastating blow when Prop 13 passed.
We've talked a little bit once before about Prop 13, but can you just give us a reminder of what that was and what you mean by the devastating blow that it had?
Well, Proposition 13 limited the amount that properties could be taxed to 1% of their assessed value. Prior to that, and the way most states assess property taxes is they look at what their potential expenditures are going to be, and then they set a tax rate to be able to raise the money annually that they need in order to fund whatever activity they needed. School districts did that, and property tax rates were running around 3% at the time. So there was what was called a tax revolt. And because most states fund their school districts on property tax, that when we shut off that valve, when we limited property tax, then school districts were left hanging back in the late 70s.